This podcast is a member of the Friends of the Magic family of podcasts. For more information about this show and others like it, please visit friendsofthemagic.com and click on the podcasts link on the main page.
Good morning and welcome to Disneyland. You're now standing in Town Square, USA, in a typical American town at the turn of the last century. While you're waiting for the remainder of Disneyland to open, you may visit a few of the attractions already open in Town Square. From the Disneyland and Santa Fe Railroad Station, you can journey around the perimeter of the Magic Kingdom, passing through the Backwoods Country, Indian Territory, the Grand Canyon Diorama, and the Primeval World. In the Opera House, enjoy great moments with Mr. Lincoln, the amazing, realistic figure of our 16th president, brought to life through the wonders of audio animatronics. If you're holding a ticket for one of our informative guided tours, you'll find the tour garden just to the left of City Hall. Brighten your morning with a cup of delicious Hills Brothers coffee, or browse through the Disneyland Emporium. For your convenience, rental cameras may be obtained from the Kodak shop on Main Street, rental lockers in the Global Van Lines building. Restrooms are located just off the veranda between City Hall and the fire station. Have a happy day in Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, above the firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony, and I will be your host. This podcast is looking at all things Disney and provides you with audio and visual experiences, and every now and then, we provide you with video cast. Hello, everybody. I am sitting in my car. I'm here at the Disneyland Resort, about to go in. I'm running a little late. I'm going to meet up with Liana. We're going to go on, I believe, Pirates of the Caribbean, the Lily Bell, and Haunted Mansion together. And I'm going to go around and videotape in the park. A few things I wanted to mention to you guys. First off, I've moved my site over to a new server. No longer is it in my apartment. I put it on a much faster server, so you should notice a difference if you go to AboveTheFirehouse.com. My blogs have been moved. The only thing that I haven't done yet is the forums. I'm just starting over with those, and that makes it a heck of a lot easier. Also, I was having problems with my mail server, so I thought it'd be best if I just moved it over completely to a whole new, you know, system altogether. So basically, those that did order some of those ATF pins, I do apologize. That's one of the reasons why I couldn't reply. I wasn't getting an address to some of you, and so please resend me one to podcast@abovethefirehouse.com or tony@abovethefirehouse.com. Also, our toolbar has been updated. We now have our Twitter links on there. So anytime I Twitter something, it'll notify you on the toolbar. It's virus-free. Also, Window to the Magic's Twitter's on there. I thought I'd throw that in there, too. There's also games on there. You have radio stations. You can also add more than what I already have on there as well. It also lets you know the weather. You just put in your address, and it'll definitely let you know the forecast. So, I mean, there's a lot of things going on. I haven't been putting out much because, of course, I'm dealing with my health issues still. It's something that doesn't, you know, go away as easy as it does. Don't forget, our gallery, I haven't even tested the gallery yet. So why don't you go and test the gallery, abovethefirehouse.com/gallery, and let me know if it's working. Our blog page, okay, abovethefirehouse.com/blog, as the link has been changed. You can I believe, view it on your cellular phone. It's mobile friendlier as well. So I'm planning on also making a mobile friendly site as well. So there's a lot of things going on. I've got a recording of Abraham Lincoln And I'd like to share with you guys as well, when I went up there on the 1st of New Year's. And by the way, Happy New Year, everybody. I know it's a little bit late, but nonetheless. Right now, a little 411, if you have a, I believe it's just premium, but I'm not sure, but as long as you have an annual pass inside the Disney Gallery, it's 20% off. I'm thinking that's if you use the miniatures for them. I'm not sure if it's just for everything, but I got the Hitchhiking Ghost. It was originally $85 with my premium AP holiday. Oh, it's for the holiday then, 20%. They took $17 off. So basically, I was only spending $73 for it. And I still can't why can I not pronounce his name? I'm a retard. Thank you very much. And we're back. And, you know, it's my first day. What can I say? All right. It's basically the Art of Disney theme parks. These are definitely really, really cool. I like how they have, they're called light boxes. And it's Old Zwiski. I can't even speak right now, but you guys all know what I'm talking about. You can see little miniatures inside a lot of the stores and stuff like that. 20% off right now for your AP discount right now for holidays, which ends, I believe, May. I'm not sure, but check with retailers when you get there. But that's pretty much it right now with what's going on. Also, something new. Let me play that music for you right now because I got something for you.
It's time for another Above the Firehouse contest.
That's right, another contest. As you guys all know, Masketeer Justin made my little logo for the Above the Firehouse podcast. It has changed here and there, but the main logo looks like an iPod with the top of the firehouse decor on top with the DN and all that. I love that. That's great. I need to update it. And that's where you guys come in. All you graphic designers. The winner who does the best logo, okay, gets $50. Now, I know it's not that much, but still, it's $50 you don't have, and only $50 I can really spare. What I'm basically trying to do is, of course, I have a high-definition link, which I'm using it on YouTube. So that's youtube.com/users/ Above the Firehouse, where you can see all the high-definition. It's only in 720p. And that's all I'm going to upload it. Now you're able to do, you know, 1080, but I'm not going to waste my time uploading it. 720 is fine. So, I'm looking for a same concept with the logo, but something a little fresher, something that I can use for print. Because if I go to, like, some of these conventions, like the NFFFC, if I make it bigger, it's pixelated. So, I'm preferably looking for vector art. So, I do have Photoshop CS4 and Illustrator CS4. So what other vector format you can send, you know, just let me know. I have to have the original as well. And that way I can use it for whatever purposes I need now. Not only that, when I get them put on a t-shirt, I will give you one of those free. Just as another way of saying thank you. So that's pretty much what's going on. I'm just sitting here in the parking lot now, so I'm going to get out. I'm going to walk around the park, see if I can get in trouble, see if I can get thrown out. Who knows? You know, because it's a Friday, so you never know. And the rivers of America are empty. And here's a little cool thing. While the rivers are empty, if you really want to see it a little bit better than what they're able to when you go to Norton Square because of all the construction, take the train. Seriously, take the train. You will see more than you were able to. And I think it's pretty cool. It's always nice that, because every 4 or 5 years, they always end up cleaning it. And I always like to see what they find, you know, how many cellular phones or stuffed animals or whatever they might have dropped, a wallet, you know, all sorts of goodies like that. And if they find it and they can make out whose wallet or something like that, if they can return it to you or not, I'm not sure. If anyone's a cast member out there, hey, send me information. If you guys checked out my latest vidcast, the vidcast number 14, it was from Old West Fest with Jason singing Mississippi Queen from Mountain, doing a great job. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys like it, send me some feedback, podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. Don't forget, we also have our t-shirts that are for sale. So I got that going on. That helps support the podcast. Also, if you do speaking of that toolbar, let me go back real quick. I apologize. If you do use the toolbar, it helps generate some money for us as well. So, I mean, there's a lot of things going on I'm trying to do just to kind of help, you know, keep the podcast, you know, going. I mean, I'm not looking to make a profit. I'm wanting to just, you know, be able to do stuff to put it back into the podcast. And then to eventually get it to where I can do a high definition feed for you. And I want to do some new pins and all that. And I do want to have, like, maybe a regular, maybe once a month meet, or maybe every couple months meet or something. Because we do have Friends of the Magic. Don't forget that online community. So that's friendsofthemagic.com. Sign up, set up a profile, meet some new friends, upload music from your YouTubes to your Google. You can put the link on there as well. Music, pictures, all sorts of good stuff. Play games. there's just so much going on. So enough of me yapping. Let me shut my mouth because it's time to go to the park and have some good fun, because I'm excited now that I'm able to travel to the club. To the club. Club 33. Yeah. I haven't been there in a while. Since, when was that? Yeah. A year. A little over a year and a half. So, let's go have a little fun and come on and enjoy. We are going to be passing, well, let's go to, I think we're just going to, either go to DCA or Disneyland. I'm not sure, but, let's see what we can have some fun with. And also, oh, you know, I keep forgetting so much stuff because I'm just like constantly just trying to figure out the deadline. Let's see, for the contest. Let's look at my BlackBerry and look at the month. February, March. Let's do it March 31st. And that'll be on a Wednesday, and that way I can put out a podcast on April 4th and announce the winner. That'll give you guys a chance. So send your submissions to podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. And right now I've got some anti-spam programs, so I got whitelist. So just click the link to verify your person, and it'll go right to me. So I'm shutting up now. Time for me to say goodbye until I get to the Esplanade. So we'll talk to you guys a little bit.
Himself. For that time, very few people outside Illinois knew very much about this man from the prairie.
I was born February 12th, 1809, in Hardin County, Kentucky. My father removed from Kentucky to what is now Spencer County, Indiana, in my 8th year. It was a wild region, with many bears and other wild animals still in the woods. There I grew up. I was large for my age, and had an axe put into my hands at once. And from that to my 23rd year, was almost constantly handling that most useful instrument. I think that the aggregate of all my schooling did not amount to 1 year. At 21, I came to Illinois. Thought of trying to study law. Rather thought I could not succeed at that without better education. I borrowed some law books, took them home, and went at it in good earnest. In 1854, the law profession had almost superseded the thought of politics in my mind, when the repeal of the Missouri Compromise aroused me as I had never been before. What I have done since then is pretty well known. If any personal description of me is thought desirable, it may be said I am in height, 6 feet 4 inches, nearly, lean in flesh, weighing on an average 180 pounds, dark complexion, with coarse black hair and gray eyes, and no other marks or brands recollected. Yours very truly, A. Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln became president faced with the terrible threat of civil war, a thing he dreaded, yet a calamity he was prepared to meet if he must.
Without unity, the Constitution is only a piece of paper. I know there is a God, and that he hates injustice and slavery. I see the storm coming. I know his hand is in it. If he has a place, work for me. And I think he has. I believe I'm ready. And with God's help, I shall not fail.
April 12, 1861, Fort Sumter. The cannon spoke for war. Civil war, violent, devastating. Now had come the reckoning, the supreme test that would decide whether a republic founded on liberty could survive the terrible strife of men's passions.
Two brothers on their way, two brothers on their way, two brothers on their way, one wore blue and one wore gray. One wore blue and one wore gray as they marched along their way. The fife and drum began to play, all on a beautiful morning. One was gentle, one was kind, one was gentle, one was kind. One came home, one stayed behind, a cannonball don't pay no cannonball don't pay no mind, if you're gentle or if you're kind. It don't think of the folks behind, all on a beautiful morning. All on a beautiful
4 score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure.
10 brief sentences. So simple, so direct. Abraham Lincoln had not expected his words to live beyond their temporary moment. But time and history would dictate otherwise. And so today, his Gettysburg Address is immortal, a rich and treasured part of our country's heritage. We pay tribute here not to a man who lived a century ago, but to an individual who lives today in the hearts of all freedom-loving people. His prophetic words are as valid for our time as they were for his. And now, the skills of the sculptor and the talents of the artist will let us relive great moments with Mr. Lincoln.
To the government, nor of dungeons to ourselves. Let us have faith that right makes might. And in that faith, let us to the end dare to do our duty as we understand it.
Will now be lowered for the evening until the rising of the new dawn. Let us observe the retiring of the colors.
You have my impression of Darth Vader?
Hi.
People are all moving in the same speed all across the road. Oh, mud on. Hi, honey, nice to meet you. The only thing that made me move faster was the smell of churros. I smelled the sugar. This is like the 10th time I've been to Louisville.
Hey, I like your hairstyle. Looks
thank you.
Good, man.
It's original, huh? Yeah, your gets longer. It's going to be taller than you.
I know.
You're going to have to do the Crystal Gale thing.
I was just going to say, that's the look I'm going for.
Nice. So you're going to start singing country?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just finding out here, you know. Hi. Memories.
Yes, I'm going to be in here with you guys.
Oh, good. Hi. Are you with them too?
Yes.
So it's four in your group.
I'm,
oh, okay.
I'm the tall one in the group.
Three of us in the group. Excellent.
Well, I'm biggest too, I guess. Is that
you actually count? Have plenty of time. Oh, you're not. Oh, you're not
going to...
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right, here we are.
Are you geeking? I'm officially freaking out.
Not yet. Let's see what
she's
they have.
She's never been on. I'm like, well, let's go.
See if they have little Tara Wood tickets in here.
I asked her about that. She said afterwards, if we can get to them, sometimes they're locked up or something.
Those are in here or something. We sent them in here once. Just saying. Just saying.
All right.
We are now inside the Lilybell for the 10th time. I should just have my own seat. The almonds.
I'll sit right here, and if you guys have questions or something, let me know. Or I could also just be very quiet and let you guys enjoy it. You know, either way you want. It's the
talking.
Yes. About the Lilybell specifically.
Is there anything you know that's related to Walt and his lovely lamp?
Okay. First of all, well, right that's, back that's there, the other you part. Will see a picture of Mr. Walt and his wife right back there. That's them. There she goes.
Are you guys gonna take a picture of
that? And then the picture will be stopped. Oh, you did already. He saw the picture.
All right, Liana, you ready?
So you
gonna go
for
Facebook.
Wife,
you too. Get ready. Hello.
Huh?
Camera.
What?
For Facebook. You're scared. I love it.
This is the coolest thing ever.
We're now embarking on the grand circuit tour of Magic Kingdom, which stops at New Orleans Square, Mickey's Toontown, and Tomorrowland.
Did you see my Where Am I in the Park picture?
No, I did. You said that only I can walk
through. Mickey, to stay seated, keeping your hands, arms, and heels.
Usually when I'm here, I try not to use it too much just to post because by the end of the day, I'm on fumes. I was telling her I want to buy one of those little, what do you call those things?
So they have solar chargers.
Really?
So cool.
For iPhones?
Yeah, it'll work for anything as long
as I
get
down. Okay, really cool fact, something right now I can say right off the bat. Okay, see that black robe right here, gentleman up there?
Yeah.
That is the robe that was given to Mr. Disney by himself by the Emperor of Japan.
That is the robe.
Yes, that is the robe that was given to him by the Emperor of Japan himself.
Oh, wow.
All the furniture were custom made to Ms. Lily's likes, colors, and all that. She picked out the carpet. It's the same carpet that's in their apartment. You know about the apartment above the fire? It's from the same roll. Which is why on rainy days we do not allow anyone to leave the house. It's
trash that carpet.
Right, and we found that as it gets shampooed and shampooed, it is fading. Yeah. And we want it to constantly be matching. Yeah. Everything, of course, is glued down. She handpicked everything. Some were family heirloom, some that they bought together once they were married and had the money to do so. So, Mr. Disney built Disneyland for his trains. Trains were his babies. It's the only attraction that he handpicked you to be a conductor. Everything else, you were hired. So when I saw it on my schedule, tears came out. Tears came out.
Oh, my God.
It was very exciting because I love the history and nostalgia of it. As I was telling Kurt earlier, engines 1 and 2 were physically built by Mr. Walt Disney and his engineers here in the back of the Disneyland property. Engines 3, 4, and 5, just the engines, not the train, were bought, and they're much older than 1955, and they're, of course, modified to look to be used here at Disneyland Park. One is as old as 1860-something. The other two are very early 1900s.
Wow.
But 1 and 2, he physically built. Yes. He physically built.
That's awesome.
You're so close. This is New Orleans Square.
Once again,
no,
I am in the
Lilybell. But you guys do know you can't get off anywhere, right?
I am.
It's Main Street to Main Street.
Probably.
Right?
I think I should try to go.
Okay,
most rides in the Lilybell. Maybe I can get a world record. Who knows?
One time one guest said, what if
never
I knock you out? I'm like, with what? Everything's glued down.
Oh, we have light.
So,
We are in high definition.
Which is the, this table here. She had it handmade because it was a table in her house that she grew up as a child. It was the coffee table in the middle of what was her living room. All by memory, she had it carved and made to have it on the
Let's not forget this is refurbished.
That is so cute.
Leon, did you ever go to the train event?
No, I didn't go.
Okay. Shame on you. Shame.
What happened?
They showed refurbishment pictures of this. Yeah, we had Marty Sklar, Bob was there, and other people from the Carol Wooda Society. My podcast. Live. They gave me this really cool booth that was kind of bent, like an arch a little bit, so I had my monitors, my mixer, my thing there, yeah. I did two of them, the Tiki Room. And then I interviewed Dave. He never got back to me. He gave me the address of his place down there. Wrote him on Facebook, hey, what's the address? What time? I never heard from him for 2 days. So I figured he's probably busy. Probably getting ready for tomorrow.
Oh, that is so cute.
I suppose.
Yeah, well, he's the one who suggested it, so I'm just like, well.
Are you guys annual pass holders? First time? Anyone know, right?
No, oh, yeah.
What is your favorite attraction? Sight train? The Haunted Mansion. That's awesome. Has anyone ever worked here? No. That was it's very fun. Who's this? Hi, it's Kate. That's awesome. And what is your favorite attraction?
I like the Indiana Jones.
That's going to be the Indiana Jones.
Yeah, and the Jungle Cruise.
Oh, we are now going into the dark land. Extended the holiday overlay for like, because I was just here 2 weeks ago and it was sold.
They just took up all the holidays. It just takes that long. They go doll by doll. Each one has to get undressed and redressed. It really takes that long. Like 12 hours.
Whoa,
there's
that's
America. When is that
going to
be? Look at that.
That is
good.
I will turn it right now.
I thought
we're going to be here, but I was like, wow.
We
May. I think it's May.
May 7th, to be exact. What did I do to achieve it?
They're
all on the water. Being a little on the water, tracks, to get ready for the summer rush.
I want to see what they found in the water, though. I mean, sell your phones.
Oh, you'd be surprised what things you find in there.
Sell your phones. Because dead men tell no tales. There's also there's a filtration system in both of them too, so.
So many people come to the park and they have their ashes dumped.
Why don't they have like a designated area for
should.
Do it for charity. It's like the rumors of Walt being buried here and stuff like that. It's just like not true.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Can I end
up here? Can you imagine?
There are so many people that dump those ashes. It's so strange.
Many, you never get caught, of course. But if you get caught on the counter, you will be escorted off the park. Fine. You have to stop the ride.
Yeah, and then they got to clean it up. They got to stop the ride. Clean it up.
Here. Well, if it's in Empire, you cannot. They stay there until the water gets drained out of them. But if it's Haunted Mansion, yes.
Yeah, don't they stop and then suck it up with like a dustbuster and the
then yeah.
That in the Haunted Mansion.
Then you go to Disney jail.
What if somebody just came in like once he's been out? Well, we don't see them, they don't get
yeah, that way you can do it, sure. It could be all.
So it's not really ashes from the fireworks, too. You know?
Okay, Disney trivia. You guys know this in Disney trivia? Alrighty. After Disneyland opened, first of all, we don't even know when the opening day is.
Yes. July 17th, 1955.
Very good. July 17th, 1955. After we opened, when did Disneyland see its 1 millionth guest? How long did it take to see the 1 millionth guest?
She's still alive, too.
Oh, no.
It's actually a female.
Oh, then it must have...
Wait, no. It took 2 to 3 months.
Oh, wow.
2 to 3 months, and the 1 millionth guest came to the Twin Tower.
Oh, wait, I'm thinking the first one.
Elsa. Oh, it's one of our questions. Our trivia questions. Elsa. It was a Hispanic, the Latino last name. I forgot.
Do they give you trivia questions on your cheat sheet?
No, but every week we get this. It's called the cash reference. Has what's going on, what time we close, right up to next Thursday. Every Friday comes up, and they always give us one little question,
right?
And one little answer. That's how come I've even learned a lot of stuff.
That's what I thought.
That I did not know before.
And they gave her a passport for that, right?
She did. She got. She actually. Do you know what her prize was? A lifetime passport. Oh.
She had a gold.
No.
Gold ticket.
Lifetime. The rest of her life, only her though, not her partner. Only her.
Free
any day, no restrictions, any holiday, whatever. Lifetime.
Access to Club 33? No, not the 33.
Oh.
Come on!
If they are asking me, she also get
access
to Club 33. I mean, I'm sure she's probably seen it, but she's not a member.
I'm sure she's probably, probably eating there.
Uh-oh. You want to go ahead? You want me to tell her? Okay. Club 33 is a club. It's a very nice club. Absolutely.
Well said,
and dining.
It's a very nice club.
They do serve some alcohol there.
It's above the Pirates of the Caribbean.
And Pirates of Kimberly shops are.
Turn around.
The actual door to it is a big 33. Why is it called 33? What's up with that? It's named as because it was meant only for the original 33 major investors that invested in the building of Disney. So it's actually built just for them and, of course, Mr. Disney. Them and their families and their kinship. And I have been there once.
You did go.
I did go.
I know, the buffet.
I learned that this company is you need to treat everyone the same because you never know who the heck you're talking to. You just never know who you're talking to. I was at Indiana Jones.
What'd you screw up?
I didn't screw up anything. I was at Indiana Jones and I saw an older lady at the exit all by herself. She's like, I told her, are you not going to get on? She wasn't in a wheelchair. She was just sitting there. Are you going to get on? Are you sure? I go, yeah, I work here. I can do whatever I want. Come on. So I wish her on. We found her family. Guess who it was?
I know. Come on.
Are you ready?
Margaret Carey?
No. I was going to guess Margaret Carey.
Tony Baxter's aunt.
No!
It was his aunt.
No
like,
way!
Oh my goodness, thank you so much. This and that. He didn't go there. She said, what do you want? Anything. I'm so appreciative. Like,
so what? It's Tony Baxter.
I'm like, anything. I don't know. She told me, anything you want. I'm like, you go to the birthday. She's like, on your birthday. So I took my brother and my father, and I had the best time there.
Oh my god.
It is absolutely good.
Who is Tony Baxter?
He was once a cast member.
He created my president of all of Imagineering Designs here.
Big Thunder Mountain, Splash Mountain.
Imagineer is the group of the people who created design.
Imagine, they're engineers, like, since Mr. Walt Disney made up the word Imagineer.
all of them, at all the parks in the world to respond to him. And she was his aunt.
Yeah.
She's just sitting there. In your Indiana Jones, the exit, those two stone benches that are parked. She's like, am I gonna go on? Oh, I can't find my phone. If I survive,
I like how we're driving slow.
And he's like, and she made
the request
that
we had
him.
Yeah, just
about her daughter and her granddaughter.
Yeah, then
he
has
Indiana Jones is his baby. And he is there at least twice a week.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the summer. Looking at the lighting, make sure the sound effects are perfect. Indiana Jones is his baby, just like to Mr. Walt Disney trained with his baby. Indiana Jones is his totally back to baby. So they're standing there waiting to be boarded. They don't even go to the elevator. They just walk up the exit. We spiel to them. We have to spiel. I don't care.
I like the buffet,
they have
though.
The wine that complements it. But besides that, like, you think you have some cognac for after that goes with chocolate, or my dad has cognac with some special chocolate and dessert. Oh my god, it's amazing. So,
dessert bar.
Dessert bar.
One, there's this one
the
called
soup.
The not the lily bell, it's called the lily something, but it actually has, like, dusted edible gold on it. Oh my gosh, it was so big though. My brother and I shared that one.
I attacked the shrimp cocktail when I went
down
there.
Yeah, the dessert
bar is, and the service is like excellent. You get up and they fix your you know, your napkin.
Hold your napkin. Oh, yeah, you get up.
They put your napkin right on your lap.
So remember, it was a good
thing. It's not
the original 33. All have their still their membership. Their kids, most of their grandkids now, their friends they want to show off to.
Yeah.
It's most definitely 33 investors, but there's also a lot of membership in the a lot of money.
It's a long waiting
very
list.
There's not even a wait list anymore.
No, they cut it.
The wait list,
wow.
It's like $80,000 to get in to keep your membership.
You have to be worth a lot. You have to be worth a lot. Or you're someone very well known.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. And
like,
you also
example,
get a.
You know how Disney owns part of their tournament road parade? The days that they bring in the teams, they're going to go to the road board or something. The presidents of the college or something, they can only go. They're not even the head coach or something. They get invited to. So there is guests, but you can't be a member unless
the goal is
to
they get you.
You are
somebody who knows somebody. The goal
like,
is to be exclusive.
It's about $100 a plate.
It to be exclusive.
Yeah.
That was the goal.
But you get a free pop mission.
It was supposed to be exclusive. When he started the whole system,
it was just for the 33.
It was meant to be exclusive for these investors.
And now it's just for filthy rich people.
And now, because they needed more money to come in. Eventually, after the investors of the years have passed on, they need more money to come in so they can keep generating the money. You can't generate the money if you've got your 33 investors on the bed.
How do y'all know all this stuff?
We're geeks. We're Disney geeks.
Yeah, we're BS.
We read about it in books, on books, or Disney.
Angelina knows about us. She knows that there are geeks that roam this park and it's like sickening.
We have this one guy who rides a train. He likes to ride the very last train.
Oh, the sweeper?
Called the sweeper. He rides it every day.
I like how they've been driving slow this time. Yeah. And the nice thing too, even though it's like $100 a plate, you also get free admission into the park. So. Okay, simple trivia for you when we get to the next diorama.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure Liana knows this one already. Cause...
So, okay. So are all of y'all annual pass holders?
Yeah,
we're all pass holders.
Okay. Now, items in this diorama are from, are the original from what thing that brought, made Walt Disney bring it to here from?
You mean the World Fair in New York?
Yeah. Those are the originals. These are the original.
You know about the hidden Mickey, right?
Oh, they added steam to it now. They've added steam. They started adding steam effects. Steam effect already, that's cool. That's cool. They start adding steam.
One of the maintenance, they probably clean it. And I'm gonna do this. What Valentine's is coming? I'm prepared to see about another 30 proposals right on Valentine's in front of the castle. Last year, I think I saw like 30 proposals in front of the castle, and I'm not exaggerating. I think I might be short of two on Valentine's. I work on Valentine's. It was.
Yeah, now that now that jewelry store is going to close in a few more months, now they're going to be able to buy rings. That's why I want to get some video before it goes. Use the Porsche's collateral. Now I noticed that they did.
We had an oil tycoon mid last year, bought the whole park out, and any merchandise his guests got were a big paid for it off. And most attractions, Indiana Jones, Big Thunder Mountain, Splash Mountain. Oh, he bought the whole park.
That's where our guest price went up.
Rapper.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, flashing.
Not in Disneyland.
No, not yet.
On the screen. Push the button on the screen.
Yeah, I just did. There we go. Okay.
Okay. No, wait a minute, Angela, where are you going?
What?
Where are you going?
Oh, I gotta open the door. Oh, they're gonna think something happened. I'm gonna think you guys are overpowering me trying to take the building out.
Yeah, we're gonna take it for another trip
you're
around.
Not going anywhere.
We're holding you hostage to go around again. Even though this is the longest trip they've been around. Did you notice that we went a little slower than normal?
No, we went by too fast, I thought.
Really? I was noticing we were going slower than normal.
Did it roll?
I thought that was cool. I'm just seeing air. I got everything, yes, I do. Don't ask me while I'm talking like this.
Almost 25 years ago, the power of
Spanish came together to create an amazing out-of-this-world adventure. Now, Captain EO is back to change the world again. And here, to begin our adventure, is the original film prelude, exactly as it appeared back in 1986. A few years ago, the Walt Disney Company and Kodak invented a totally new way to make 3D movies. An extraordinary character was custom-built and used only once. To create a magical 3D fantasy shown exclusively at Walt Disney World of Florida and here at Disneyland. The show was so popular that Disney and Kodak decided to use the camera again for an even more spectacular show. They brought together for the first time ever Star Wars producer George Lucas, director Francis Coppola, superstar Michael Jackson, who along with Disney Imagineers created this new 3D fantasy. Get ready to blast off for the magical adventures of the summer. But first, we'd like to share a backstage glimpse of some of the talented people who created Captain Marvel.
The cosmos, a universe of good and evil, where a small group struggles to bring freedom to the countless worlds of despair. A ragtag band, led by the infamous Captain EO.
This planet doesn't look so dangerous, ID.
Is this it, Odie?
We'll see. We better find that landing beacon.
Hey, Hooter, we're almost there.
Oh, boy.
Don't get too close or you'll trip down too far.
Yeah, don't throw it, you guys.
Relax, there's no problem.
Intrusion alert!
Battle alert!
Battle alert!
Don't panic, that's what got us in the trouble the last time.
What? It wasn't our fault,
it was Hooter's fault.
Right, it was Hooter's fault. Oh, Hooter!
Straighten up, man. It's the captain. Absolutely no condition to go into battle. I thought we'd begin by cleaning up Hooter's bunk.
Rust flurry.
Hooter! Listen, the command considers us a bunch of losers. But we're gonna do it right this time because we're the best. If we don't, we'll be drummed out of the Corps.
We won't let you down this time,
sir. We're going to do it right. That's right. We'll be perfect, sir.
Okay.
Captain, there's something weird out there!
A patrol ship!
I thought so. Maybe we can outrun it.
It's going to ram us!
Let's go.
Gotta have a disguise.
Someone as beautiful as you.
You think me beautiful?
Very beautiful within, Your Highness, but without a key to unlock it. And that is my gift to you.
So, let me see this gift.
Not only see, Your Highness, but hear.
Thank you.
Well, there you guys go. I hope you guys enjoyed some audio from some of the days in the park and that special Captain EO audio from the day it opened up at Disneyland in Tomorrowland. Okay, so, all right, well, you heard it all, and now you want to know, okay, what are your thoughts, Tony? Okay, well, here I'm going to be honest. Oh, we're out of time. Oh, my gosh, look at the clock. I've got to go. I'm sorry, but this cliffhanger is sponsored by ComedyForecast.com. You can talk to him about that. But there you go. No, I got it. I'll save it for next week because I got more announcements next week to go on. I've also changed the date to the contest end date, as I stated at the beginning. I'm going to change it. We're going to set it for April 3rd is the deadline, and I will announce the winner on April 4th on our new podcast. Not the next one, but the future podcast coming up. So get those out. I know it's $50. Don't forget, you can email me at podcast@abovethefirehouse.com or Jason, jasonnsd@abovethefirehouse.com. So hope you guys are enjoying these vidcasts we're putting out, and I got a chance to put a couple out from the Friends of the Magic Meet as well that I did last year. Maybe I'll do a Captain EO meet as well. Okay, I'm done with that. Sorry. So, but, yeah, there you go. And once again, that that'll be a lot more announcements coming up next week for you. So I do thank you guys for listening and sticking in with me this long. I've migrated over from the old Libsyn system to the version 3 that's coming out, and there's going to be a lot more. I posted on my Twitter, just in case you guys haven't had a chance to go on there, for the Above the Firehouse podcast. It's twitter.com/ATF podcast. If you were following me, I said a little something. I have a Blu-ray burner. I can make the discs, and I've been shooting in high definition for quite a while now, and I've got a couple shows and stuff like that in high definition. If you guys are interested in that, maybe having it on a disc like that, you know, same packaging and all that nice stuff, let me know at podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. So don't forget to download our toolbar. It'll let you know when the latest things come out. You guys are going to like it. All the information was talked about at the beginning of the show. So thank you guys once again for listening. And we'll see you again next week. My name is Tony, and you're listening to the Above the Firehouse podcast.
Travel arrangements provided by Main Street Travel Company. Your vacation starts today. Tell her Above the Firehouse podcast referred you, and she'll make a donation to the podcast. Book your next vacation by calling Jenna at 800-593-1262 or go to www.mainstreettravelco.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company.
That's right.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Above the Firehouse, where the light of the Disney legacy shines on.